It's Wednesday on Current State and time for our Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. Today we feature the Old News Boys. This year marks the 90th anniversary the group's been distributing shoes, socks, and boots to children in Lansing area schools. The latest edition of the Lansing Spoof Journal hits newsstands tomorrow. And we spoke with Luke Canfora, the president of the Old Newsboys, and Sean Douglas, the organization's treasurer. Sean first explained how the organization distributes the thousands of shoes to children each year.
We work through the local schools. Any school that's within 25 miles of the state capitol, we work with, and you contact the administrative office. Each school is a little bit different, so you contact the administrative office, and they'll know how to hook you up. Then they help you fill out the application and they mail it into us, and we send you a gift certificate or coupon for shoes at a local store.
Luke, tell us about who receives the donations. Where do these go?
The donations go to the Old Newsboys. We are a large volunteer organization. We have a very little bit of overhead. We have to pay for a little bit of postage and such during the year, but 100% of the money we collect does go back to putting shoes and boots on kids in the Lansing area.
And when are the shoes or boots delivered?
The shoes or boots are delivered upon, as Sean just said, a kid will get the gift card, and that child will be able to go to that store and pick out that pair of shoes or boots that they like. They may not even know they're being the recipient of charity. They're just heading out with their parents to get a pair of shoes.
Okay. Sean, what's your sense of the need out there? Is it going up? Has it declined? Steady?
I've got a few numbers that I found. In 1996, we helped 2,221 children. And then in 2007, it went up to 2,722. And this year, I'm expecting we're going to reach 6,000 children.
Wow. That is quite a climb.
We helped over 5,800 last year, and I think we're going to get over 6,000 this year.
What do you attribute that to? Do you have any idea?
I think the economy is still, it's not picking up the lower part of the people, and people are hurting.
Sean, I understand you were once a recipient yourself.
Yes, 45 years ago. It was a long time ago. I was like 11, and my dad took off and left us with nothing. My mother was from England and never had a job. We were just totally lost. I remember I used to have to start wearing patches on my clothes, and to this day, even when they're in fashion, I won't wear a patch on my clothes because it just was so traumatic with the kids bugging me. But back then, it was different. Somebody actually came to our house and took us to Penny's to get our shoes. And my mother used to tell the story all the time, and because it really helps the parents a lot, that we would, when we came home, we said, you know, because we were having trouble with food stamps and everything, everybody looks at you funny, or at least you feel that way. And when we went to Penny's, the guy didn't say anything to us except, what do you want, brown or black shoes? So that's my mother's story that she remembers so well. We get letters back thanking us, and 3 out of 4 of them were from parents, not from the kids themselves. So,
Luke, the Old Newsboys have been around since 1924, which is pretty amazing. For those who don't know, how did the Old Newsboys get started?
Sure. There was a truant officer here in the city of Lansing, when he was out doing his job, finding out why these kids weren't going to school, he found out one of the big reasons was that, frankly, kids had shoes with holes or not shoes or boots to get them to school. So he started a fund several years later. It turned into the Old Newsboys, and they started selling the spoof journals. This is our 90th. I'm very proud to be part of this, of an organization that's been doing this for 90 years, just to make sure kids can get to school.
Sean's got his own personal story. Is there a story that comes to mind for you that illustrates why it's so rewarding to be involved in this group?
You know, I have 2 kids of my own, and my wife will say, come on, we got to go to Meijer, we got to go get their moon boots or whatever for the winter. And you go, and it's something you don't think twice about. We got to get the kids shoes. But if you could think about, rather than having to get your kids two kids' shoes, deciding, am I going to get my kids the boots they need, or am I going to be able to do groceries this week? I think it's a really important thing that we do, and we help a lot of parents in a time when they might need it.
We're talking with Luke Canfora, who is president, and Sean Douglas, who's treasurer of the Old Newsboys, whose latest edition of the Lansing Spoof Journal comes out tomorrow. Who writes for the Lansing Spoof Journal, Sean?
A lot of different writers volunteer their time to write the paper. They do it as a labor of love because they don't get their name in the paper. They get some spoof name.
The name is always mangled. Yes.
Mark Nixon is producing the paper this year, and he's really helped us a lot this year.
Is there a story or a headline that sticks out as particularly memorable?
Well, I like the story about the Skywriting Go Blue, B-L-E-U. It was a very funny story.
Oh, that was meant to be in there. This year's print edition hits newsstands tomorrow. For people who've been in town for a long time, they know it's available all over the place. But tell us how you distribute this.
Well, sure. Tomorrow morning on your way to work or your way to school or whichever you're doing, you're going to see people with their bright orange bags and bright orange buckets collecting any donation, anything anyone wants to give. We get from a handful of change from coming out of a QD to some people put 20s and 50s in the buckets. They'll be across the capital area, Lansing, far out is DeWitt. We have folks in Holt and Frandor. Yeah, they'll be hawking the spoof journals. So when you see these guys out in front of the Speedway or wherever they are, you know, give them a hello and toss your change at them.
Everything comes to a head for your organization here with the release of the paper in December. Tell us about the other 11 months of the year, though. What are you doing? You're meeting on a regular basis? You're planning?
Well, we have to meet every month to do the nuts and bolts stuff. How the process we have of distributing the shoes and working with the stores and with the schools, we have to work on that throughout the month. And that's what the board meets for. And if you really want to meet a bunch of nice people, come and join our board. Tonight we have a dinner that we have every year, our kickoff dinner, where everybody who's going to sell, or as many as can come, they come to this dinner and we talk about the sale day, and they're a great bunch of people to work with.
How can people get involved?
Sure. They can check us out on the website at LansingOldNewsBoys.org. We also have a very, very active Facebook account for the Lansing Old Newsboys. Folks have been getting in touch with us for the past 3 weeks on that, letting us know. So track us down. We're on the website. We're on Facebook. Give us a call. Shoot us an email, and we'll try to get back to you as soon as we can.
And you do get quite an assist from the State Journal because they've been printing the spoof journal for a long time.
Since 1924,
yeah, it's no longer the stale journal. It is now the
spoof journal.
The spoof journal.
Yes.
Yeah, and the State Journal is a tremendous community partner in this.
Yes, they help us a lot.
Do you need volunteers?
Everyone is welcome, and this is a great Lansing tradition to be a part of. So if it's something you want to do, and if you can't do it tomorrow, write it down in your date book for next year, get in touch with us, and we'll get you out there selling papers.
We're a real grassroots organization, and our salespeople often have their own spot. You know, when somebody gets too old to sell there, they'll contact us and say, I need somebody to sell here. It's a really good spot, and I can't do it anymore. I'm too old. So if you have a place you work and you're not selling papers there, nobody's selling papers there, and you would like to do it, go to our website and send us an email, and we'll take you papers right to your place. We'll help you, you know, set up to sell them. Make sure your boss or whoever approves, but we can have you set up right away. And that's how you get started. And once you get started, I've never seen anybody say, oh, I hated doing that. I'll never do it again. It's a lot of fun.
Luke Canfor is the president, and Sean Douglas is the treasurer of the Old Newsboys, whose latest edition of the Lansing Spoof Journal, Move Over the Onion, it comes out tomorrow. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you, Mark.
And Current State could always use more Neighbors in Action nominations, and we know there are great people and organizations out there doing excellent work. We just don't know about them. Please help us out. Send us an email to currentstate@wkar.org or tweet us at KAR Current State. Tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.